Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
The WGN Radio Football Podcast.
So we got 50 days, right? 50 days before the first game. It's time to go.
It's training camp.
We have a really good mix of youth and experience. But what we do have throughout the entire team is high character. We have a high character football team.
We saw some really encouraging things during OTAs, but we all know this game is played in full pads, so we want to see that process through.
It's the WGN Radio Football Podcast,
sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
There's going to be adversity. I just want to see him lean on all of us to get through those moments and just continue to learn and continue to get better every single week and every day.
Here's Kevin Powell.
It is a beautiful day in Lake Forest as training camp begins at Halas Hall. Kevin Powell alongside Herb Howard from the Bigs. And great to be back on the WGN Radio Football Podcast as camp gets going. First practice is Saturday. And Herb, we just heard from a whole bunch of players. We heard from Fluce. We heard from Poles. And Caleb and Rome just wrapped up minutes ago. I guess some just takeaways from the press conferences today. Anything stand out to you?
A few things, mostly from the players. I thought Fluce and Poe said what you kind of expect them to say this time of year. Yeah. But a couple things from the players. One, I think it was Nick Moriano asked Tremaine Edmonds if they thought they were a top five defense, and he answered it in two words. He was like, 100%. And that was just it. Like they have that kind of confidence, and I think the defense has the potential to be that good. I think they have some questions up front. But if those questions are answered positively up front, that back seven has a chance to be as good as any in the league. So I think they definitely have the potential to be that good of a defense. And then in talking to Romo Dunze, I just asked him about, you know, his expectations and coming into a room that has proven receivers like Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. And he said, look, man, my expectation or my goal at least is to be the best receiver on this team. And I like to hear that kind of stuff, man. Whether, you know, that actually comes to fruition in this rookie year or not, he thinks that he can be. And I think that's absolutely the mentality you got to have.
And speaking of the defensive front, Ryan Poles, even before we started asking questions, he brought up that defensive end spot opposite of Montez Sweat, and that he wasn't even prompted with a question on that. There were follow-up questions, but to me that's kind of a glaring hole. And I feel good about the defense on the back end, the secondary. You feel good about the linebackers, some good pieces on the front there. But when you think about that pass rush opposite Montez, I fully expect them to add somebody else opposite of Montez. Maybe if it is Yannick, it's Yannick. Poles says he's going through his rehab. But I thought that was interesting that Ryan Poles clearly identified that as an area that they could be upgrading at some point during camp.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too, that you mentioned that. I thought it was very, very interesting because he kind of almost closed the door on the possibility of bringing in other people. Now, obviously, you get down to roster cuts and things like that. But the idea was, at least on the outside, that they would probably bring Yannick in here at some point. I still think that may be a possibility, but for him to mention it, you know, unprompted like that and say, we like what we got. Obviously, they invested a fourth-round pick there with Austin Booker. They've got DeMarcus Walker there. Still got the Dominique Robinson experiment going on. So maybe they do feel comfortable about it. Maybe they feel like the combination of Coach Travis Smith and also Coach Washington coming in, maybe they do feel like, listen, we can improve, we can continue to develop those guys, and maybe we do have enough.
I think for the unit, the expectations will be high. I think individually, a guy I'll be watching closely throughout camp is Jervon Dexter, who I thought was down the stretch played pretty well, but they need him to be a game wrecker, a disruptor, not just the guy that goes out there and gives you some reps. That spot on this defense, Matt Eberflus's 4-3 cover 2 standard defense, they need somebody that can really disrupt the interior part of the line.
Yeah, he's got to be a difference maker on the interior of that defensive front. Like you said, he can't just be a guy out there. If he is, and I think he has the potential to be, like you said, he came on late last year. We all know how just massive of a guy he is. He seems to have, you know, really invested in his body over the offseason. He came in obviously just as big, but just a little leaner. Looks like he may be able to move a little bit better. We're going to find out here as we get deeper into camp and certainly when the pads come on. But they need him to be a difference maker in this defense. If he is, then this defense has the potential to reach, you know, they have the ability to reach their full potential. If he's not, then they have a big hole in the middle of that defense. But I think you look at Ryan Poles from his perspective, and everybody came into this offseason like, he's got to address that spot. He's got to address that spot. And he's like, listen, man, we invested two draft picks there last year, a second and a third. I've been investing there. We got to develop these guys. And I think ultimately that's what this league is about. It's about drafting guys. Second round pick is pretty doggone high, and you got to develop him. So you draft and develop, you answer your questions that way. We're going to find out if Javon Dexter's that guy, but they need him to be.
And the question that's always asked before a season, really in any sport, what are the expectations? And it's kind of, it's a tough question for these guys to answer, right? Because what do they say? Our goal is to win the Super Bowl. Then that's a headline, and it's an unfair, but the goal is playoffs here, of course. Mark Carmen walking by says Super Bowl Bears, not surprising. Mark Carmen, CHGO and WGN Radio. You know, it's a question that I guess is, it's a good question to ask just to kind of gauge out where they're at, but it's also like, it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot to be in to answer a question like that, especially with a rookie quarterback. But, you know, Caleb has not shied away from that, and we just heard from Caleb, and I love the way he's handled himself so far and just his – he seems prepared to answer a lot of these questions. He clearly has high expectations for himself and for this team.
No, you can tell that he's really been preparing for this moment since he was a kid. Like, he's believed that he would be here. He always believed he would be the number one pick in the 2024 NFL draft. That's come to fruition. I think he expects to be in the position that he's in. And like you said to me this spring, why would I duck the smoke now? Like, it's here. You know what I mean? We got everything we need. Let's go. And I think he's leaning into it now. You know, some other people in the building may be trying to temper some of those expectations, but he's certainly leading the charge and saying, listen, the goal is to win the Super Bowl. Why can't we? I don't think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender right now, but I look at this roster and what Ryan Poles and his staff have done with it. I think this is absolutely a playoff roster. I think that should be the expectation.
Look, if Caleb comes out of the gates running and this offense is something, then the expectations, and we'll know a lot, right, over the first month of the season, and the season is long. But if Caleb does come out playing well and there isn't a major learning curve, this absolutely should be a playoff team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Even if you just look at their schedule, right, their first nine games is a little bit on the light end in terms of difficulty. Their second half, their back eight, pretty doggone tough. You got all six division games. You got the 49ers. You got the Seahawks. Those are going to be tough games on the back end. So it's imperative that the Bears get off to a fast start. It's imperative in those first nine games that they at least come out of their 6-3. I think they could go 7-2, maybe even better than that. But they got to at least be 6-3. And then that gives them an opportunity to say, okay, even if we go 500 on the back end, we still get the 10 wins, and that should be enough to get them into the playoffs. And so I think that's got to be their expectation, getting off to a fast start. They may have to lean on the defense early as this offense kind of gels. But to your point, if Caleb in the offense comes out firing on all cylinders early and they take advantage of a lighter first half of the schedule, then this team could be really, really something.
Yeah, and on the flip side, you know, what might give me a little bit of pause of being overly optimistic is that Caleb is a rookie quarterback. Sure. And it's a new system. Mm-hmm. And let's see about the offensive line, too. I think there's a lot of potential there with the offensive line if they stay healthy. But it was interesting to hear Cole Kmet and DJ Moore. They were at the podium together today when asked about learning a new offense and how quickly they think they can handle it and feel comfortable in it and how quickly they can learn it. And they both said, we need to know it now. And Cole was like, we need to get this thing moving quickly. And that – we will be watching that closely, right? Like how Caleb looks, how this offense looks. And I will say one thing, too, as training camp gets going, because anytime a reporter tweets about a quarterback having a bad day or the offense having a bad day, fans on Twitter are like, ah, it's camp. You guys are overreacting. And then, you know, the Bears will post a highlight of Caleb Williams throwing a 12-yard out route to Roma Dunze, and everybody goes crazy, right? Like, oh, my God. Right. I will just say this, that last summer – here for a good amount of practices. You were here a lot, Herb. Rarely did the offense and fields look consistently good. And it totally carried over into the season. Right? So, yeah, it's training camp and there's going to be ups and downs. But if it consistently looks like a struggle, like an uphill battle for this offense, then, yeah, like that's noteworthy. That is something that could carry over into the regular season.
Yeah, I think it's cute the way DJ and Cole answered the question. Right. I think it's a headline-grabbing type of thing. But the reality is it's going to take time for this offense to gel. They've got a lot of good players, but they're new players in key positions, learning a new system and being led by a rookie quarterback, and you don't even know who the center is just yet, right? So there are a lot of questions that have to be answered as they kind of get into this thing. And the reality is it's just going to take some time, especially going against this defense that they're going to be going against throughout training camp. They are not going to win the majority of the team sessions against that defense. They just aren't. This is a defense that's really, really good on paper, but they're also in their third year of this system. So they're going to be a little bit ahead of those guys, but that's going to make the offense better over time as they continue to improve. Now you get to second half of camp, back into camp, you would expect to start to see the offense start to win some of those team pairs and start to compete a little bit better. But this is going to take some time. It's probably going to take some time even into the season, just kind of develop the chemistry, where guys are going to be, how guys like to run certain routes, the body language, the chemistry between not only Caleb and the receivers, but the receivers themselves. How do DJ and Keenan run routes off of each other? Those types of things take time. How does that interior of the offensive line come together? How do they pass off double teams and stunts? Those types of things just take some time. Not that they don't have the ability to do it or that they won't get it done faster than you might think, but it's going to take some time. So that's just the reality of the situation. They aren't going to be able to get that done, you know, in a couple of practices, and I don't expect them to be, you know, at firing on all cylinders come week one. Doesn't mean they aren't going to be good enough to win games, though.
As for playing time for Caleb in the preseason, that was addressed. Matt Eberflus sounded like, yeah, he wants to play him. I think he said something like 45 to 50 snaps. I asked Caleb about it, and he was like, sure, there's value there. But he understands it's preseason. This is your star rookie quarterback. There's no reason to force anything. I think you're going to see Caleb out there for a couple of games, get some good amount of reps in. But, you know, he said he's dialed in on facing the Bears' number one defense throughout training camp, and when preseason gets here, it gets here. And as we know, and Eberflus talked about this, things can change, right? If your offensive line's got some injuries and you don't have your starting five out there, you're not playing games, right? Like, you're going to be careful. But I do expect to see Caleb out there in the preseason.
Yeah, I think the Bears got themselves a bit of a conundrum in terms of playing time for the preseason, because you do have a rookie quarterback and you want to get him as many reps as possible so that he can get acclimated to those live reps. The problem is that all the other players on the offense are veterans. Outside of Rome, you got a lot of veterans on this team who don't really need and probably don't really want a lot of preseason.
And you asked Cole and DJ about that, and they both kind of laughed. Like, Cole was like, look, they pay us. We'll play when they tell us to play. And DJ was just kind of shaking his head laughing.
Yeah, I should have asked DJ specifically. Cole's a little bit more buttoned up, a little more company right. man. He's got the political right. answer ready for you.
Right, right.
I should have asked DJ specifically, because you could tell he had a little bit more to say. But it's a known thing. Veterans don't really want to play that many reps in the preseason, and those guys don't need to. I mean, how many reps does Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet really need in the preseason? So the conundrum is, when you take those guys out, you have to take Caleb out too. You're not going to leave him in there to throw the ball to Simba Wessler. With all due respect, those types of guys, he's not going to stay in the game with those guys, and he's not going to stay in with anything less than the first string O-line either. So it's about, you know, trying to find that balance between when do we take the reps away from Keenan because we want to get the veterans off the field.
What are some things you're looking at for training camp? I think Rome said, or it was DJ maybe, that DJ said it's probably the most talented roster he's ever been a part of.
Sure.
And said, you know, there's competitions around the roster. I'm trying to think of where all the competitions. I mean, you know, the offensive line a little bit, the center position. Rome Odunze will be fighting for playing time. But that's a top 10 pick. What are their position battles? Maybe how the running back situation works itself out. What are some key things you're watching as we begin training camp?
I think this roster is really, really good right now, and I think that's the interesting thing when you hear the term competition heading into training camp. Usually on bad football teams, you'll hear, you know, competition as somebody drives through in their Porsche with all their loud pipes going through. I don't know what.
How much you think that Porsche went for, Herb?
I haven't checked the price on it because I can't afford it.
Just to be clear, we're directly outside the front of Hallis Hall, and
the
players' parking lot driving right past us, and somebody just pulled by on a loud, beautiful, all-white Porsche that I also could not afford, Herb.
Yeah, it's that I don't check things outside my price range, but. I will be checking for the competition on this roster. And sometimes when you have bad teams, you'll hear coaches say, oh, we got competition up and down this roster. And what that really means is we don't have any top-end players, right? We've been here with years. A couple years ago, they came into camp and they had 12, 13 wide receivers, and you couldn't figure out who the number two receiver was coming into camp, right?
Yeah.
And so that's when we got a lot of competition. Well, that means you don't have any top-end guys. Now you do have top-end guys, and so the competition is real, but it's going to be competition just to make the roster. It's going to be competition to find out who the back-end guys are going to be, and that's where you want to be. That's when you know you got a team that can really compete. And so I think when DJ talks about the competition, I think he's talking about the high-end, you know, top-end talent competition on both sides of the ball. The fact that Keenan Allen and DJ Moore get to go up against, you know, Jalen Johnson in practice every day, those types of battles, because in terms of starting positions, I think you and I both could probably name, you know, 21 out of the 22 starters, probably. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
And I can't wait when they really let them go in camp. You know, they kind of, before the pads are on, things are a little, okay, let's get comfortable. Let's get this thing moving a little bit. But there are some practices. When it gets going, it gets going. And I can't wait to see number one offense versus number one defense. I think those will be some highly competitive days here at Halas Hall this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be highly competitive. You know that defense, especially the back end, like to fly around and like to talk a lot of stuff. They're going to make plays, and they're going to let you know that they made plays. And for the most part, those offensive guys are a little bit more subdued, a little bit quiet. Plus, they got to get back to the huddle, get the next play. And so some of that frustration will set in. It'll be hot out here. I'm sure you'll see some shoving matches go along. Hopefully, they can, you know, keep it under control a little bit. But you also want to see what's going on in the trenches, man. You want to find out early about what's going on in the interior on both sides of that ball. You know what Andrew Billings is. You know what Tevin Jenkins is when he's healthy. You want to find out if Nate Davis is going to be out there consistently. You want to find out who's going to be playing center and how productive and effective they're going to be. And like we talked about earlier, you got to find out if Javon Dexter is who we hope he can be. So watching those guys in the trenches when the pads come on is going to be really, really good. I would like to see Javon Dexter make his fair share of plays against those guys in the trenches. I'd like to see him dominate against whomever the starting center is going to be. I'd like to see him win some of those reps against Tevin Jenkins, against Nate Davis, because the Bears need him to be good. So I'm right there with you in terms of the excitement for the pass come on.
And let's see this offensive line stay healthy and stay together as a unit, because the offensive line over the past few years, really, right. I get it. Injuries happen, but let's see that starting five play. Let's see the starting five going into week one. Let's see them start complete as a unit.
15 games?
Double-digit games, right? I mean, 13, 14 games together. Let's see them get comfortable out there. That will help the quarterback, obviously. That will help the offense. But it's been a rotation, and it's been mostly because of injuries. But I would love to see them solidify that unit, because I think that would be huge for Caleb and for an offense learning a new system.
Yeah, health is a key component to success in the National Football League. When you start talking about being one of the more competitive teams, now you got to hope you can stay healthy and keep your main guys on the field. It also becomes a question of depth, and I think that's where we heard Ryan Poles talk about the stage of the process where they are now, where they can have a little bit more depth. And you see that right now. Whichever one of those guys wins the starting center position, the other one becomes some depth for you on the interior. You got guys like Jatari Carter behind them as well. You got Larry Borm, who's got some experience. And so you do have a little bit of depth on this offensive line right now that may be able to sustain an injury or two for a game or two. But if you start to have sustained losses for a long period of time, I don't think any team can really withstand that from some of their key players. So you're absolutely right. You got to get the chemistry on the O-line, find out who your best five are, let them get out there, let them start to gel and get used to playing together. But then they got to stay healthy as well.
That's Herb Howard from the Bigs. A beautiful day here at Halas Hall as training camp gets going. It's great to be back talking football with you, Herb. Appreciate you jumping on once again.
Always a pleasure, KP. Thanks for having me, man.
I think are they providing us lunches today, Herb? Because we should probably get back in there.
Yeah, we should get back in there and grab some meat. It's looking good.
We got a cameraman around us. We got Bears getting set up. It's fun to be back at Halas Hall. Fun to have Bears football back. Fun to have the WGN Radio Football Podcast back. Thanks to Ernie Scanton and Brian Altimer for their help producing the podcast. Thank you for listening. This is the WGN Radio Football Podcast.